The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Well, I think we can go ahead and put this Astros game in the books, just like last night's. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. Send a message. Aaron will answer. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on the Twitch channel. All you have to do is go to ESPN975.com and click on the Twitch channel. And guess what? You can watch this. You can put comments on
that. Watch the show, the most handsome show on radio.
I don't know about that.
No?
We're less ugly than we used to be. You know, I've kind of done my part on that. But, you know.
I'm not improving.
You
get what you get with it.
Well, wait till you get old. Then you'll start thinking about improvements. But we do things a little differently on a Wednesday when you call, text, tweet, send a Raven. Whatever you do, put odds on it.
Whatever you do.
That's simple. Whether you Twitch us or you text us. So, what are the odds? We're going to have a fun show today, man.
I probably have more fun than the Rockies are having.
Yeah.
I mean, they're getting paid better than us.
Yeah. I was kind of hoping that this game would be over by now because, you know, we do the Astros daily reports, right?
Right.
And I have a guy who does it. He's great. Every now and then he has to take a day off. But I have two backup plans whenever he takes a day off. Just so happens this is the one day where none of the backup plans can do it, so guess who's writing it?
You're writing it?
I am writing it.
While we're on the air?
Well, it's pretty much written. I'm just waiting for the final score so I can post it. There's not too much to add at this point, except, see, like the Rockies just scored a run on me. Now I got to go make it.
Oh, great.
Now I got to go change it to 14-3 win. So
you never know. Boy, what happens if the Rockies score 12 in the top of the ninth and win the game? That's going to throw everything off, right?
I'll write it on the break.
Okay. You're making it, I mean, if you can write it that fast, then it can't be that hard.
You know, it's not my first rodeo. I've kind of been writing on deadline my entire life, so I can make it work. I'm not too worried about it. But, yeah, pretty easy win today. The easy win last night. My favorite thing. And I'm not even going to say this guy's name because I'm tired of giving dumb takes attention.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll just say there's a columnist in town who's not Jerome Solomon, because Jerome's the best, who basically, his column was about how much better Zach Greinke has to be after one game. I mean, are we serious? I
shame.
You know, I get that people are new to a good baseball team. But every pitcher has games where it doesn't go that well. It happens. It doesn't matter how good you are. Remember, before the All-Star break, Justin Verlander had several games that weren't very good.
Yeah, it happens.
So, what? Does he have to be better? Just asking.
Yeah.
Gerrit Cole, remember how he started the season? Everybody was a little worried about him.
He's all right. Turns out he's okay.
Yeah. He doesn't suck. And, I mean, yeah, was it his best game? No, but was it terrible? Not really. And they won. So who cares? Did they expect him to go out there and throw a one-hitter because they saw Aaron Sanchez go out there and do that?
I mean, yeah, everyone should go throw a no-hitter now.
Okay.
That's the standard.
All right. Just
the
checking.
The Astros have shown they're capable of it, so yeah. Every game should be a no-hitter.
But there's no reason to even bring that up. It's just like, you know what? Wasn't the debut he was hoping for. Guess what? They won the game. He's fine. I think he's doing fine. And, you know, he's going up against a team that's pretty familiar with him, too. And I think this is the fifth time he's pitched against them this year.
Yeah.
Sometimes. And you know what? I know they're not doing anything today, but that Rockies lineup, they got some hitters in there.
The top of their lineup.
Yeah, the top of their lineup. It falls apart.
It's cut in half. After about number five, it's a triple A team.
Yeah.
But, you know, they've got a nice little meat of the order there with Blackman and Arenado and Ryan McMahon. But outside of that, Trevor Story's decent. But they're the back half of their lineup is abysmal. It's like 2014 Astros-ish.
But you know, getting through that Story Arenado group is not easy.
No.
I mean, that's a pretty good top of the order. But, you know, I'm not making excuses for the guy. He didn't pitch great, but it's one game. My God. And I know 42,000 people, everybody's all excited and they think, "Oh, this is going to be the, you know, wow, what a debut this is going to be." It didn't quite work out, but they won the game.
Yeah.
They put up 11 runs, which, you know, Gurriel's got, what, 11 RBI now in two games?
48 RBI in the last two games.
Yeah, and as somebody on the text line mentioned, remember when he was off to a bad start?
Yeah, you remember when people were like, everybody was saying, okay, we got to get rid of Tyler White and get rid of Yuli Gurriel. These two guys have to go. Well, turns out that Yuli guy, he came around.
Yeah, yeah.
He did. I mean, he was bad for a long time.
He was bad. He wasn't, but I mean, he wasn't horrible. He was in like, what, two? In the 250s. I mean, he was just not living up to...
No, I think early in the season, it was...
I don't think he was that bad. I know Altuve was down to 243 at one point, but I don't remember Yuli getting that low. I just remember him being right around, maybe right under 250, which is not good, but it's not, you know, Jake Marisnik from 2 years ago last year when he was batting 191 either. But, you know, yeah, he's on a heater.
But he didn't hit his first home run until... It took him forever. Now he's found that stroke.
He's okay.
He's going to be okay.
Yeah. Which is the thing about baseball. There's so many games and there's so many hot and cold stretches. And it just, you know, you can't judge anything off of one game. And I think I've said this before. One baseball game, like, so 10 games is the equivalent of one football game, right?
Yeah.
So one baseball game is the first 6 minutes of an NFL game.
Yeah.
Basically.
That's about right.
So, you know, I've seen Tom Brady go 0-for-7 to start a game. Is that what you're saying?
I think it.
I mean, you've seen Tom Savage benched in that first 6 minutes.
True. Well, yeah. No, he went. It was halftime when he got benched. He made it all the way to halftime before they decided, oh, maybe.
They made it, what, a third of the way through the baseball season?
No. Your math's a little off there, Aaron. This is a third of the way through the baseball season? No.
He's not Asian. He's not. It's not his strength.
This is not my strong suit.
Yeah. So just, yeah.
So here were the numbers for Gurriel from the beginning of the season, which was March 28th to May 2nd. He had one home run and 7 runs batted in.
Okay.
So, in, you know, about 35 games. So,
yeah, that's...
I mean, it's not like he was rock bottom. On May 4th, he hit a home run, and his average has steadily climbed since then. And obviously, now he's settled in just under 300, and the ball is just flying out of places. So,
yeah, he's really zoned in. I mean, there's just... So, no way around it.
So the fact that he had one home run through his first 30-something games and now has 22, that's good. That's what you call a good that's what you call a comeback.
You'll take that. I can't believe how many slow pitches Greinke throws. That's kind of what
that's
he
what
is.
He does.
He's not Cole or Verlander where he's going to whip it in there at 97, 98. He's a right-handed Dallas Keuchel when Keuchel was at his best. He's
finesse
gonna,
guy for
he's
sure.
He's going to paint the corners. He has terrific location, and you know that's the kind. He's not gonna dazzle you the way those guys do.
I would say he's a poor man's Greg Maddux, but my guess is Greg Maddux
is not poor.
My guess is Zach Greinke has made like 3 times career earnings that Greg Maddux made.
Probably so. But yeah, he'll be fine.
The home run that he gave up last night off that curve was the first time anyone's hit one for a home run this year. That slow curve that he throws.
Yeah.
So,
and he just missed his spot with that. Yep, it happens.
That's. I mean, it's a. this is a guy who is not going to blow you away. And, you know, it's funny, a couple years ago, we were set, like, I remember on this show being like, man, I wish the Astros had a guy who you could throw out there and he would just blow by everybody. And really, the only, before Verlander came here, McCullers was the only guy on this team whose fastball was consistently in the 90s or like, you know, over 93.
And he was mostly throwing curveballs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, this is the one hard thrower and he throws nothing but off speed. And then they had a bunch of Keuchels and guys like that who didn't throw hard. And now Verlander and Cole are here and it's a different look, obviously.
Yeah.
But, you know, having a guy like Greinke is not necessarily a bad thing. It changes up the way you approach. Right.
Especially when you get to a 7-game series and they see, you know, basically 4 different kind of pitchers. That's going to be a big benefit. So, okay, one out in the ninth here.
Story ready to go?
Well, almost. Oh, almost. I've got like one last thing to add.
You got to beat the Chronicle.
Well, okay, we're on break. Guess what?
I hope it ends during the break.
Yeah, I do too, because it's all written.
Aaron, extend the break until this game is over.
No, don't do that just in case, like, the Rockies load the bases or something.
What if they tie the game and it goes to extra innings, keep the break going.
So we'll just take the whole show off.
Yeah.
I like it. Actually, now we have to be back at 4:15 because you have something to talk about. That's the problem. We can't just take the whole show off.
Hmm.
So...
All right.
Yeah, if we didn't have until 5:15, I'd say, yeah, let's just sit it out. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, if you need some extra cash and you own a home, well, I've got one way that could help you out, TGS Insurance. You might be saying, hey, I don't even know what I pay for insurance. I mean, to be honest, I don't know what I was paying. And this is a great thing you can do. Figure it out. See what you're paying. And then text TGS and see if you can save money. Some people will save money. If you want, they've got different options. So if you want to, you want to be more heavily insured, you can do that. You want a base package, you could do that. But whatever you want, you might as well at least check out the rates because it's so easy to get them. Simply text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address and you'll get a quote with excellent coverage sent back to you in 15 seconds. This company, the savings are legit. The online rating is nearly perfect. The average customer this year is saving over $870 on home insurance. You could use that $870 to buy stuff or do something with it. Guys, and you don't need to wait till your renewal. TGS will take care of the back end of it. They're going to take care of all the nonsense with your old company. You could just sit back and rake in dough. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote. Start saving now.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
Boy, that turned out perfectly.
Yeah.
Punch the button right during the middle of your live read there.
Listen, here's what I do. I tell Aaron how to run the show, and he does exactly what I say. I'm the boss around
so
here.
So if you want to see an Astros Daily Report, it's already up.
Posted.
Yep. Done. So. Yeah, that's one thing we really try, and Chris does a great job of it, is as soon as the game is over.
He doesn't do it today.
Well, he's missed like 5 games all year.
I'm just saying, this was a big one.
Well, yeah, basically.
This was an important game.
Well, yeah.
But, seriously important game.
But that's okay. If you got me as a backup, that's not a, I'm not a bad fourth option. I'm the Wade Miley of it, you know. that's pretty good. But yeah, it was pretty easy to write this one. I didn't even.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, it was just, I just got to plug in the final score here at the end. 337. So we have some pretty smart listeners.
We've got some pretty dumb ones too. Let's not forget those. No, but
more smart than dumb by far.
Oh, yeah, but we've got some real dumb ones.
Well, Not as dumb as that guy that called in on Granato and Lance this morning talking about...
Gilbert?
No. I don't know the guy's name, but he was talking about why the Greinke move was a bad move and that Wade Miley was better than him. And I'm like, okay. Oh, come on, dude. You're still drunk at, 7:15 in the morning?
Yeah, how's that happen?
Yeah. Well, I can tell you how that happens. I've been there.
14-3 is your final. And since it's What Are the Odds Wednesday...
Okay.
Sunday, December 8th, the Texans play the Broncos. Bigger point differential.
For the Broncos?
Or
the,
you tell me.
Is that here or at Denver?
It's here.
Oh. Astros, bigger point differential. Okay. The Texans will win, but it'll be one of those crappy 17-13 games.
Okay.
So
maybe it'll be 14-6.
Maybe. Maybe.
Hit him with the double. Oh, well, you were saying something about our smart listeners before I cut you off with a What Are the Odds. But I try to make everything What Are the Odds on a day like today.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
What were you going to say about our smart listeners?
Well, now I've already deleted
the
text. Yeah. Oh. I also had a texter tell me that was Lance doing a guy, which wouldn't surprise me.
Are you telling me Lance would do a phony phone call?
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
Yeah.
I don't believe that one bit.
I'll have to ask him. No, 337 says Greg Maddux, $70 million. Greinke, $217 and counting.
That's, what did I say? About three times?
Yeah, yeah.
That was good.
So, yeah, that was good. And thank you, listener. That's a good listener.
It's a good one.
As opposed to
I mean, to be honest, bad listener. He just stole my take and put numbers to it.
Well, but they're accurate.
Well, yes,
I assume they're accurate. I'm trusting him. He could be wrong.
I mean, I said he's made about three times the money Greg Maddux has made.
Yeah.
I mean, then that's about three times the money. Take stealer.
Yeah, and then the one guy on the Twitch line who I never give his name because he's a dickweed.
Oh, no.
He also brought up that was Lance, and I fell for it. Yep, he got me. All right. Well done. That's what I get for listening for 10 minutes on the way to drop somebody off. So, yeah. That was pretty good.
Who'd you drop off?
I was dropping the wife off at work.
Where's she going?
Work.
Chicago?
No, she's at...
Oh, I thought you meant at the airport.
No, I dropped her off. I listen to those guys in the morning when I drop her. It's about, 15 minutes for me to drop her off and go home. So I always catch about one segment of the show.
Okay.
So that just goes to show you that there are people dumb enough to do that.
Oh, yes.
I bought it. Oh, 713-780 ESP is your number, 713-780-3776. So I got to give him credit. I didn't recognize his voice, and I know most of his fake voices. Guess I should have kept listening then. I would have known.
If it sounds like a redneck guy, it's usually a fake Lance voice or a fake.
Wasn't really redneck.
Or a fake Fowler voice.
No, it was a different. It kind of sounded semi drunk.
Okay.
Which, I mean, that could be Lance. But Bama Papa Joe asked Fred, what did you think about Good Omens? If you'd see, I liked it. It's it was a Neil Gaiman show. I like everything he does. So, it's not one that I think is for everybody, but it was for me. I may watch The Boys again. I liked it so much.
Really?
Yeah, and I've seen it twice now. But
I'll watch it once.
You know, I'm telling you, you're going to like it.
I'm sure I will.
Yeah, you know, there's a friend of mine just got to one of my favorite scenes and was texting me about, I can't believe that just happened. And I'm just like, that's my favorite scene. Yeah, we should try to find the Lance clip now so we can play it for the people since I've fallen for it.
Steven says, caught the new Tarantino movie last night. I wasn't really impressed, but the bar was set so high with Inglourious Basterds and Django. Have y'all seen it yet? I've not seen it. And I've heard super mixed reviews. So,
it's fast. I had a long chat with our guy Eric Sandler about this because he saw it. He loved it. His take on it was, and he'd also had a friend who hated it.
Okay.
His take was, if you like Jackie Brown, you'll like this. And I love Jackie Brown.
Okay.
So, Casey, what are the odds the Texans score more points in their first four games and the Astros will have wins?
I'll take the Astros.
First four games points. There's no way the Texans are scoring 100 points in four games, average 25 a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take Astros on that.
You go first five games, we're talking, but
yeah,
first four games, no.
Yeah.
One of them's on the road in New Orleans.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think they're going to score points against New Orleans.
Okay.
They won't win. New Orleans is going to score points on them.
They're going to score a lot more.
But I could easily see that being 45 to 35, so I'll give them some points in that one. Because they theoretically, and actually we talked about this with Fezzik when you were gone. So if you're going to bet the Texans, week one's probably the time to do it before Will Fuller breaks. You know?
I was checking out the competition today.
Yeah.
This morning. Not Arkansas Milk, but the morning show. And the morning show at 6:10 right now, during training camp, they don't play the regular morning show. They play
a lot of Vandermeer and stuff.
Yeah, it's Texans radio. And they did a thing today. So this may change your mind about the Texans scoring 100 points. They may score a million points because they did a thing where Vandermeer read off every name on the roster. And John Harris gave like an 8-second synopsis of them. And I think about 6 or 7 guys are the best in the league. So that's good news.
I mean, John is...
Nobody is not a good player. Nobody on the Texans.
See, and this is why when you work for a team...
You have to lie.
Because John is really good at evaluating players. He really is. But
I probably have more respect for his football knowledge than anybody in the market. I mean, that guy knows the game. But he also has to sit there and say, Jonathan Joseph, what can you say about him? He's the best. He's a 14-year vet. What more could you want?
A guy who can still run, maybe.
DJ Reader, what can you say? Best interior player in the league. Aaron Donald may raise his hand to that. I mean, DJ Reader, nice player, but...
Boy, are we even talking top...
Best
20 in the league?
Best interior lineman in the league?
Oh, my goodness. DJ Reader? Oh, my goodness. Okay, hey...
I feel like DJ Reader is kind of like what Aaron Donald was in high school. Does that seem right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's the best in the league.
Hey, did I miss something?
Best long snapper in the league, too. Did you know that, John Weeks?
Yeah. That's like... Long snapper. Give me a break.
And Kyme Fairbairn's going to be one of the best kickers in the league.
Okay, when Justin Tucker dies, I'll accept that.
Yeah, please. Yeah, maybe watch some Ravens film, John Harris. Goat.
Well, then they should just win the Super Bowl. There shouldn't be any conversation, right?
Yeah. And of the guys that he was saying are the best in the league, he didn't even say that about Watson and Watt because he was running out of time. So when he said Deshaun Watson, he said, he's good. Next. J.J. Watt, he's good. Next. I assume he thinks they're the best in the league,
too.
Well,
yeah. I mean, why wouldn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like Pat Mahomes threw for 50 touchdowns last year or anything. And
it's not like anyone has more Super Bowl wins than Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. It's not like that Brady guy has any.
Yeah. How many national championships did Tom Brady win, Fred? Answer that.
Well, there you go.
Riddle me this.
There you go.
He's the best.
Yeah, I
that's what I hate about having to like behold to the team, because I know John is like, I really do have a lot of respect for him.
I do too, but it's just impossible to listen to him anymore.
And he's a really he's actually a really nice guy. Like I like him.
Oh yeah,
which is weird because I normally don't like people that work at other stations. I make it a habit.
Well, he doesn't
like
really work at the station. He works for the team.
Well, that's true. But I mean, he's sleeping with the enemy. Let's face it.
Well, yeah, but I don't think it's actual sex. It's more like, you know, they're just, you know, maybe handling each other.
They're cuddling.
Yeah, well. Hey, did I miss? Is today Wednesday, August 7th?
It is. Okay. Yes. It's my son's birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Yeah. 12 years old.
Jeez. They grew up so fast.
Yep.
Because I just got a thing from my doctor wanting to confirm my appointment at 9 a.m. on 8/7/2019.
Hmm.
Which.
Did you go to it?
No.
Maybe he should have sent that out yesterday.
Apparently, yeah, that would have been a good idea.
Normally, if you want to confirm an appointment, you do it before the appointment time, not, you know, several hours after.
Well, yeah, and usually it's Usually it's on my Google Calendar, but it's not. So I apparently missed an appointment today. I'm going to have to find
out. What was it for?
Some more test results.
Oh.
Nothing big.
Penis stuff?
No, no.
Is it still going back to your broken testicle?
No, no, that's fine. That's fine. 100%,
you're saying.
Yeah, it's...
Is it better than ever?
Yeah, it is, as a matter of fact.
Good for you.
But...
I wish I could have a major testicle injury so it could be better than ever a couple years later.
Yeah, it is, but no, this has to do with the other stuff that I'm dealing with, and just to see if the medication's working, which I think it is. So, you know, I'm no doctor, and I don't get on WebMD, but I know I feel 1,000%.
Yeah, but you're kind of a doctor.
But I feel 1,000% better physically, so I kind of think that maybe it's working.
Okay.
We'll see.
You know what will work for you? This is a brand new endorser who's on the Blitz right now, Fred. Allstate Siding and Windows. They're tremendous. Tremendous. And it's the end of summer sale going on at Allstate Sidings and Windows. And before fall gets here, you need to check that your windows are energy efficient. And don't go through, you know, a winter or next summer with inefficient windows. Let me give you a stat that will make you throw up in your mouth a little bit. You could save up to 40% on your energy bill if you had vinyl windows. Like, so if you don't, you're letting 40, like, go look at your energy bill, figure out what 40% of it is. That could be money in your pocket that could easily pay for these windows. So these windows pay for themselves, guys. Invest in beautiful quality windows. They've got storm force windows designed for impact from all weather. Senior and military discounts are available, and no payments for 2 years. 25% off all window packages when you tell them AJ sent you. They've got senior citizen cash discounts now available as well. First responder and military discounts. When you want to invest, choose the best. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936, or go to allstatesidingandwindows.com. 832-204-1936 for Allstate. Daydream. So it's going to be forever.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy What Are the Odds Wednesday. If you want to get in, squeeze in a call or two next couple segments. Hey, are you familiar with the actress Trace Lissette? Have you heard of her?
No.
She's in a movie called Hustlers, which I'm not familiar with, but apparently she is a transgender. She started as a little boy and then became a girl.
Oh, this is the kid that used to be Malcolm in the Middle.
Well, I don't think we need to get sexual about it, but have you seen, she did a nude, she posed nude for
I've not seen
an issue. No. I got to tell you, if you didn't know, you wouldn't know.
What's her name?
Trace Lissette.
Trace, how do you spell that?
L-Y-S-E-T-T-E. I'm going to say, as I took one look at the picture, and I'm like,
you chubbed up?
Not quite, but, you know, because it thought about it for a second, and then it realized, oh, that used to be a guy. But, man, if I didn't know, I would.
You know what, man? That makes you evolved, Fred.
Really?
Yeah.
You haven't seen that Hustlers movie? Because it hasn't come out yet.
No, okay, well, I'm not.
That's the one with J-Lo as a stripper.
Yeah, it sounds, like, hideous, so... Just from reading about it, it sounds hideous. Oh, you're criticizing me for not seeing a movie. You don't even watch anything.
No, I was just correcting you that you said you haven't seen it. Well, nobody's going to fault you for having not seen it, okay. Because it doesn't come out till September.
Okay, because I've already been fooled by Lance today. So,
no, I was giving you credit for not having seen it because So, the title would sound like something that would be up your alley originally.
Lance fooled you. Then Trace Lissette fooled you into chubbing up to a naked picture of a dude or a former
well,
dude.
Well, not, but she's a woman.
Now a woman, but formerly a dude. And then you got fooled that the movie was out.
Well, no, I
you're
just said I'd never.
You're a fool today.
I just said I'd never heard of the movie.
You're a fool today.
Doesn't mean that it even if it had been out, it doesn't mean I'd heard of it. There's a lot of stuff I haven't heard of, especially like when I go to scroll through all the things that are now available for rent on DirecTV. There's about half of them I've never heard of. And then I look and they'll have actresses or actors and actresses that I really like, and I wind up spending $6 for them, and they suck.
Yeah.
That happens a lot.
Yeah.
It's like, how can I see this movie as Bruce Willis and so-and-so and so-and-so? How bad could it be? Oh, boy. If I haven't heard of it and it's got an actor I like, it can be really, really bad. Oh, I can't remember. There's one we watched last weekend where I'm like, the wife picked out, and I'm like, dude, you do not get to pick out a movie for another week. This is the worst
thing
I've
done.
Even she's like, okay, that was bad. But yeah, every now and then you find a gem that way too. Not often.
By listening to your wife?
She hits on a few.
Okay.
That's why, I mean, she misses on some too. But I think she's kind of figured out that any chick thing, I'm not going to watch with her. Like, she was at Killing Eve or whatever. She loved that show. And she's about half an episode in and says, there's no way I'm watching this with you because you'll hate it. And so she happened to have it on while I was there doing something else, and I watched about half an episode, and I hated it. So she was right. Blaine said, just left the game. These Stroh's good. I knew that, though. Yeah. Fernandez says, hey, Fred, someone wrote Gullible on the ceiling in the studio. What? Where? just everybody has one of those days. This is my problem. I'm not drinking enough for it lately. If I drink more, I'll be less gullible. So,
what did you, do you watch Fox News at all?
Sometimes I do. Yeah.
Do you see that Tucker Carlson is trending today?
I did not. What did the Tuck man do now?
Tucker says,
I have to call him Friar Tucker.
Concerns about white supremacy are a hoax. White supremacy isn't a real thing. So, no need to worry about all that.
Really?
Yeah. I guess we talked about Max Kellerman yesterday just saying these crazy things for attention. Maybe that's what Tucker's doing.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. I mean, there's a lot of people that do that. But, okay. Maybe you know what, AJ? Maybe we're looking at this the wrong way. Maybe he's right.
You know what? I guess there's no evidence.
Yeah. Well, those manifestos, that's not evidence. That's just, you know. Said Fred also got fooled by his doctor's appointment. It's funny because when that came up, yeah, I got the text, and it was basically right about 4:20 today. It also came
right
up with
the time you blazed.
Well, I would have if I had any. But it also, a text from yesterday came up at the same time. So I wonder if their automated thing just screwed up and didn't send me one yesterday. Because I would have gone. Now I got to go reschedule. I pay the money for not going. That's not on me. Well, it is a little bit.
Kind of.
But I put everything on my calendar. I didn't have it on my calendar.
So you don't put everything on your calendar. That's fake
news.
Well,
it is fake news.
It's like white supremacy. That's fake. Yeah. So it's a hoax.
So they're also saying video games are the reason for the violence.
Everyone knows that that's true.
Oh, yeah, because you know what? You know what the first thing I did after playing NHL 19 last night was I went and got a hockey stick and bashed a guy across the face.
Yeah, that's what you
just
do.
Just a random homeless who was walking outside.
In those hockey games,
yeah,
they let you have violence.
And I shot a puck at one of my neighbors. That, to me, that is the lamest thing in the world. It's just, stop trying to find stupid excuses.
What I do after when I was a kid and I played video games, what I would immediately do is go outside and start jumping into bricks with my head and seeing if money would fly out of them. That was always my, like, and sometimes the bricks would just break, and that was disappointing. But sometimes a coin would come out. And you save up enough coins, you can pay for your hospital bills.
Yeah, Evan says, Mario Kart makes me wreck into people.
That's right.
I tried to do the Pac-Man thing, but I was accused of sexual harassment.
Yeah.
I was just chasing around trying to bite and was told, no, you can't do that.
You can't do that. You can't eat all the power pellets either. They're actually Tide Pods.
Oh, man. The two talking points that everybody throws out. Mental illness, that one's popped back up. They didn't do that one the day of, but that's popped back up. And which I do think there's something to that, but that's not the only reason. But video games, come on, man. You know what? I think video games are one of the coolest things that were ever created. And I don't, it's no different than, you know, it's back in my day, it was somebody would listen to Metallica or listen to Ozzy Osbourne's Suicide Solution, and that made them kill themselves.
That's right.
And let's blame it on Ozzy. And now we blame it on, and even then they were blaming it on video games. But it's just silly. It's just silly. Video games don't make you do anything.
And they blame it on Marilyn and the heroin. But where were the parents at? And look where we're at. Now it's a tragedy. Now it's so sad to see an upper class city having this happening. Right?
Well done, sir. So I don't know.
Just wrote that speech myself.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. I don't know, guys. I watch porn then really disappoint my girlfriend.
Yeah. It's not a good idea.
Someone says, you need to stop believing mainstream media lies.
What's the mainstream media lie?
For one thing, no offense.
Who lied?
I don't know. I don't know what he's referring to, but I don't believe anything. And
you believe everything. You believe the Hustlers movie was out. You believe Lance's phony phone call.
I did believe Lance's phony phone call. But stuff like, when you start talking about media stuff, there's a lot of things that a lot of you guys know a lot more about than I do. Don't lecture me on that. No offense. There's not a person listening who's been more involved with the media and understands what the media does in this city than I have. So don't tell me to believe what I believe. So. Video games are a lie. I had to eat the mushrooms first before things came out of the bricks.
It's true.
I've been watching my
guns. That's what I just always ate mushrooms when I was seven. And then, no big deal.
Yeah.
And I didn't mind bashing my head into bricks.
Yeah, my whole frustration with everything is that instead of let's look at real solutions, let's really try to figure out what's going on here and why and fix it. And at least do something. It's just the same old crap. Who you blame depends on what side you are. And, I also don't believe that Donald Trump's rhetoric makes people go out and shoot people. Sorry. White supremacy is a hoax. I saw somebody else on Twitter today and I just threw my hands up and walked away that basically, I don't know. Oh, it was John Voight, the actor. Did you see what he said?
No.
Racism was solved a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's good to know, because now I don't have to worry about it. It's been solved. Well, I can guarantee you I know one thing that's been solved. Where to get great wings.
Tell me.
Big City Wings. You know that, because yesterday was 2 for Tuesday. And they have daily specials every day. You know what today is? $8 specialty burgers, like avocado, egg, you name it. Their burgers are great. They're one of the most underrated burger places. And Whiskey Wednesdays. Love me some whiskey, too. So if you like burgers, you like whiskey, and guess what? If you're coming into the listener appreciation party, guess what we got for you? Big City Wings. And I got to tell you, this place is fantastic. The wings are great. Great family atmosphere. You want to have your fantasy draft. That's a great place to go do it. You want to go watch baseball. Once football season gets going, you want to be able to watch more than one game. They got so many TVs. Great setup. They do it right. And they've got all kinds of watch parties, depending on what school you're for. And I promise you, if you give it a try, you're going to like it. I mean, Jerome even tweeted this out the other day. He tried the sour cream and onion wings after we talked about it when he was on the air. He loved it. And I don't like sour cream and onion anything, but I love those wings. But their regular wings are great, too. They're all the time coming up with new menu items. 8 locations around the city. They're all over the place. So find the one nearest you at BigCityWings.com. Follow them on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's all Big City Wings. Give them a try if you haven't yet. Promise you, you're going to love it. Big City Wings, BigCityWings.com. So I'm tired of arguing. I don't mean to be mean, but that's all I can be. It's just me, and I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. Radio won't even play my jam.
is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And on the line with us now, on the HRMP listener line. And not because he fooled me this morning with his Miles imitation, but because the Texans have signed a quarterback, apparently, to... fill in while A.J. McCarron nurses his injured thumb. So, Lance, what do we know about this guy?
Well, he's available right now for a reason. So, this is really a camp body to get you through, you know, to try to – it's an emergency need. So, it's going to be an emergency player. So, I wouldn't read too much. I'll tell you about him, though. He's got good size. He's very well put together. He has pretty good. He's pretty good arm, actually, and can throw it fairly accurately when he's got time. He averaged almost 10 yards a throw his last year, but you know, doesn't really. It's kind of slow in terms of reading defenses. Decision making is a little bit of an issue, and I just felt like he was one of those guys that you try to develop. I mean, You might like the arm and the size enough to maybe stick him on a practice squad and develop him. That's how I saw him when he was coming out. So this is just going to be a move to really get you through a game because you don't want Deshaun Watson playing very much, and yet all you have is Joe Webb now. So that's really, I mean, if something happens with Joe Webb, you got a bigger quarterback here. He's available on the open market. I'm a little surprised they didn't go after Brandon Whedon, but, you know, there's also a chance Brandon Whedon wouldn't want any part of this because he knows it's just kind of a temporary gig potentially. So we'll see. We'll see how fast he can get up to speed because this is an emergency. This is tomorrow the game starts. So I'm not sure how they're going to have a brand new quarterback ready. And boy, it's really scary thinking you would play Deshaun more than you want to play him because your backup is injured.
So if you were a betting man, if you were a man who wagered on preseason football, I mean, you'd have to be looking to fade the Texans, right? Because you've got a special teamer and a walk-on rookie.
Here's why it might not be a great idea. Joe Webb has taken NFL starts. I mean, he's taken snaps as an NFL starter.
Yeah, but it's never gone good.
No, but he's also going to be playing – there's a chance that he plays damn near the whole game. So unlike other teams where you have, you know, multiple quarterbacks, multiple units, that's a guy who has NFL starting experience who can potentially get into a little bit of a rhythm over the course of a game. I mean, not saying he's a great quarterback, but it is rare to be able to get into any kind of a rhythm in preseason. And he's the rare guy that could end up playing, I mean, three full quarters. So I'm not sure. On the surface, I see what you're saying, but it actually might benefit the Texans from an actual game standpoint because it's not going to be too. I mean, a game is not going to be too big for him. That's just not going to happen. He's played. He's not going to be nervous.
And it is Deshaun Kizer on the other side, right?
Yeah. Let's be honest about this. Let's look at both depth charts.
Well, this kid from Mississippi. I mean, what would you say prevented him from being drafted? Because, he was a decent player in college. And playing in the SEC. And he's a fairly mobile guy.
You know what's crazy though, AJ? DK Metcalf, Anthony Brown, or AJ Brown, and they had one more wide receiver who came out of there as well. So you had three drafted wide receivers and your quarterback doesn't go. That should tell you something. That's a little bit of a concern. And the reason he didn't get drafted, I think, is because, like I said, he just made some really bad decisions with the football. He just didn't take care of the football, and I think it was really more just raw. He just had some raw arm talent, but not enough to where a team would say, you know, I think the belief is the game is just going to be too big and too fast for him to consistently handle himself against NFL coordinators. Because it was a pretty easy offense. You're throwing a lot to A.J. Brown in the slot. You're throwing a lot of passes down the field against one-on-one coverage. So The numbers are fine, but they're these numbers, I mean, the offense they had are very, very favorable. It's a very favorable offense for quarterbacks to get one-on-one looks. So the reason Tamu didn't get drafted is probably going to be because they just don't think he is going to be able to take care of the football in the NFL, and he's not going to be able to consistently get through, you know, the chess match that is an NFL game.
If you're looking for some positives about him, which I don't know that it really matters, but he basically he's the reason Shea Patterson's at Michigan right now, because he was apparently Ole Miss thought he was better than Shea Patterson. And then he was second in the SEC in passing last season behind Tua. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, now like I said, he's thrown to three NFL drafted wide receivers, so he had some talent to throw to, including, you know, DK Metcalf.
DeMarcus Lodge is the other guy.
DeMarcus Lodge. So I think it was Shea Patterson throwing to Evan Engram. So it was not, he was not a factor with Evan Engram, but. Yeah, I mean, he had some guys to work with over there and still didn't get drafted. So that should tell you something when you're dealing with a position as valuable as quarterback.
Yeah.
He can run a little bit. I mean, he's got some mobility. So, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe they try to develop him as a third quarterback, and Joe Webb's on the way out. Who knows? We'll see how long. I mean, this is an opportunity for the kid. If McCarron is out for any stretch of time, he gets reps. He's got NFL size. And if he impresses, then Joe Webb could end up being an emergency quarterback and a special teams ace. Maybe that's his new role. And we know he's got some reps as a wide receiver, too. So,
well, you know, Fred was saying McCarron out for the preseason. So it looks like
he's out for the full preseason.
Yeah, that's the latest report I saw. And I've also had a couple people tell me now that this kid was at their rookie camp, so he does have some familiarity.
Yeah, no, then that's why, because he had that in the back, you know, in his background. He at least knows the playbook. This is probably an emergency. We need you right now, and my guess is they'll just keep scouring and seeing what they can find, depending on what is going on with A.J. McCarron, because this is going to be a concern throughout the preseason now. You just can't have Deshaun Watson in any extended snaps. I mean, you can't change your plan for him just because you're light at quarterback.
That's too bad you don't have Shane Leckler anymore to throw out there.
Yeah, it's too bad. Oh, you know who's available is Manziel.
Oh, yeah. You mean John Football?
Well, actually, I think John Football is actually technically banned from the league.
Oh.
I'm not sure. Doesn't he have to get reinstated or something like that?
Well, what about Colin Kaepernick?
Yeah, you know what? He's out there too.
Yeah, that guy. You talking about starting experience?
Have y'all not? You know, I didn't even think about him. He hasn't played football in what, 2 years, 4 years, or three now, 2 full years.
I wonder
if his name will pop up.
I mean,
at all on your text line?
I'm sure it already has.
We just ignored it.
Hey, I heard something on 610. I want to see if you dispute this or not. One of the experts from Texans football said that DJ Reader is the best interior lineman in the league. True or false?
Ooh, I mean, I feel like Aaron Donald's pretty good, too.
That's the guy who I thought of immediately, but I didn't know if something happened in the offseason that made DJ Reader significantly better than Aaron Donald.
Like Aaron Donald passed?
Yeah.
And was no longer with us?
That could have happened.
No, I think DJ Reader's a really good interior player. I think DJ Reader might be, pound for pound, the best defensive lineman that they end up having this year, depending on how JJ does. I mean, JJ's still the favorite. But DJ Reader's a good player. DJ Reader is not the best interior defensive lineman in the league. I mean, come on now.
So you're saying someone on 610 radio or on Texans radio lied to me?
I'm guessing that you misheard what they said.
Nope.
Or you're maliciously misrepresenting intentionally.
Nope. I heard the exact quote, best interior guy in the league.
Were they talking about best nose? Was it very specifically the nose tackle position?
No, it was interior lineman.
Okay, well, for the record, I consider Aaron Donald an interior lineman.
Okay, so then you and I are both team Aaron Donald, and Texans radio is team DJ Reader.
Well, if they think DJ Reader is better than Aaron Donald, yeah, I'll go out on that crazy ledge called Aaron Donald might be better than everyone.
Is Jonathan Joseph the best in the league?
No.
You disagree with that take also?
I disagree with that notion. No one said that.
Someone did say that.
Jonathan Joseph's the best in the league.
He said, yeah. The quote was, Jonathan Joseph, he's the best. 14 years of experience. What more could you want?
He's the best what? The best the Texans have? That might be true.
Okay. Well, that might be true.
And that's a problem.
Is John Weeks the best deep snapper in the league?
I mean, sure.
Okay, you agree with that one then. Okay.
Sure.
So 1-2. One out of three ain't bad.
I don't know many deep snappers in the league.
You can't name any, can you?
I wrote them up from draft. I do know John Weeks is how long has he been playing? Every year? Has he played since 2002?
You know who my favorite long snapper is? That guy who does magic, who was on the on America's Got Talent.
With the Eagles. He had played with the Eagles for a while.
Yeah, and then I think he got some disease, and he's out of the league. But he was the best because he knew magic tricks.
Yeah, he was good. He was a magician, a deep snapper. It's a rare combination.
Yeah, a part-time deep snapper, full-time magician.
Oh, I didn't know it was that way. Yeah, I figured it was the other way around.
Well, I think
I'm a full-time host, part-time draft guy.
Yeah, I mean, I know that. Obviously, this is your priority.
Yeah.
That's why I
do my draft stuff like 7 months of the year, and then 5 months, it's just coasting. It's easy.
That's why you can't even name one other single deep snapper in the league. So
Joe Cordova with the New England Patriots. He was actually drafted. Hello, thank you.
Okay. He also does a pretty good job doing fake phone calls on his own show.
Yeah, you fooled Fred.
You got me this morning because I didn't listen after. I just heard it, and I'm like, really?
Fred was fooled multiple times today. He was fooled by your phony phone call, and he was.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And he was fooled by a picture of a transgender woman in the nude that he chubbed up to.
I don't want to hear any. Oh, I'm going through a tunnel.
I'm gonna send you the picture, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Hey, Lance, thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, he went through a tunnel.
Yeah,
which actually, it actually sounded like he went through a tunnel multiple times.
His phone is only slightly better than Jerome's.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay. I got to tell you about Carbach, my good friends over at Carbach. And listen, they're the best. If you're looking for a great place to go hang out, a great tap room, a great restaurant, Carbach has that. You can find their beer pretty much anywhere. But when you go to the restaurant, you're getting some opportunities at beers that you won't be able to get on the shelves in stores. Some of it's only for their tap room. So it's definitely worth a trip out. The food menu is outstanding. They're open 7 days a week, and they've got something on their beer wall that is going to pair perfectly with your meal. I'm not talking bar food. I'm talking like gourmet quality, top-notch food. I mean, this is good stuff. They've got steaks, they've got pizza, they've got crab cakes, one of my favorites is the Korean fried chicken. I know Fred loves the poutine. They just have a dynamic menu that's so versatile. Stop by and see them, and like I said, open 7 days a week. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to see what's going on at the brewery, what's going on with the restaurant, and when they start up their concert series again, because they've had some big concerts out there. You're going to want to keep up with what they've got going on. When you're out and about this week, ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
All right, settle down. I'm not in the mood for your crap.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
ESPN 97.5.